You're listening to the Creepcast on DownrightCreepy.com. Now, here's your creepy host.
All right, today we have Bria Grant joining us on the Creepcast. She's, of course, the writer and star of the new Shudder film, Lucky. Thanks so much for joining me again on the Creepcast. It's great to be able to chat with you about this film. It comes out March 4th on Shudder, right?
That feels right to me.
Yeah, yep. That's what I got in my notes. Yeah, we're going to go with that. And you'll actually have a couple films on Shudder. After Midnight with Jeremy Gardner, which we screened at Panic Fest, which was great. And I think you were able to come for one of those screenings. And now you will have Lucky on there, which was supposed to debut originally at South By, correct?
Correct. Yeah, 2020, yeah. But obviously that was canceled.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately. Well, it's cool that you're able to have two films on there at once. I feel like that fans are going to love, genre fans are going to love. And I want to talk about your character in Lucky and kind of dive into that a little bit. May, who's an author, trying to write another book, kind of doing a book tour, promotional tour, but she's got a lot of concerning things happening at home, I guess we'll say.
Yeah, very concerning.
And I know we chatted kind of very, very much in passing about Lucky when we talked about 12-hour shift last time, that it was a very personal thing for you and you drew inspiration from real life to write Lucky. Is that right? And if so, is this a more personal project to you than most that you worked on before?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I wrote it, so that's going to make it a lot more personal rather than coming on something and, you know, getting a script and having to dive into the character in, you know, a matter of a couple of weeks. So I lived with the script for, you know, 2 or 3 years before we actually made it, never thinking I was actually going to play this main character. But I mean, yes, the character I think is very not like me as a person. I think we're obviously very different, but the subject matter is something I drew from my real life, because the main character is having a situation where she's being stalked every night and a man is coming to her house. And I had to deal with like a similar, not every night, but I did deal with a stalker situation, and that's kind of where it came off. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't every night. That'd be a nightmare. It's like a little bit of whenever something happens and it's reoccurring like this, you always go to like Groundhog Day or something like that, and putting a very interesting, like more kind of different lens that you're looking through for this. And I want to kind of expand on that in just a second. And jumping into that, I wanted to talk about another project that you have, because I feel like the themes and message of Lucky can also cross over into another film that you're in, The Stylist, that you're co-starring in. And we see the main protagonist in that film, Claire, played by Najara Townsend, struggle with a mental illness a little bit and acceptance, to a point that she can literally, if you've seen the short, she can literally kill someone and still not be noticed and marginalized in a sense. And I felt like there was some interesting crossover in that way, whether coincidence or not, but you can kind of root for both May and Claire in their weak moments and still have sympathy for them. And so it's just an interesting thing that I just watched both films basically this week. So,
you got timing. Your dose of Bria Grant for sure.
I know, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think what's fun and interesting about cinema right now is that people are writing these really interesting, nuanced characters, both for women, but also I think After Midnight, I think Jeremy Gardner's character is also really interesting and not necessarily your normal leading man, where they are people who make mistakes or aren't making the best choices, but we still, it's kind of like almost the anti-final girl, right? It's not the virginal cheerleader. It's the someone who's much more complicated, and but we're still cheering for them at the end, in theory.
Yeah.
Or they're following their story. How about that? We're still interested in their story.
I hadn't even thought about, I guess, a little bit of loneliness factor that plays into this. And Jeremy's character in After Midnight, and he's dealing with some similar types of issues. I mean, not in the same way that May is. I don't want to get too deep into the story. But yeah, I mean, there's a similarity there with him, Claire, May, all of them.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I never thought about After Midnight. I mean, fortunately, I had written Lucky before this, but was I influenced by After Midnight? Because yeah, both of us are being visited every night by, you know, in his case, a monster, and in Lucky's case, a slasher.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's interesting. So in general, kind of with the film industry, and I think horror specifically, it's made some progress, and I think you should tell me from a woman's point of view, to bring to light, you know, women into the forefront, giving them more opportunities, perhaps less marginalized in a lot of ways. Do you see that changing, the landscape changing over the last few years?
I mean, I can only speak for myself. You know, I think a lot of people, I mean, obviously everyone's different. We all have different experiences. I think, yeah, I mean, in some ways, obviously, like, I had two movies get made in the year 2019, two movies get shot that I had written, and I had been trying to get those movies made since I directed my first movie, which was in 2013. So it took me 6 years, and I do think part of the shift was that people were looking for differing voices and differing kinds of stories. And I think, you know, I was writing these dark sort of character pieces about women. And I think the world was more open to that, has become more open to that in the last, you know, five years or so.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've seen people like Tara Ansley from Tragedy Girls co-own Fangoria, or right, Heather Buckley start Black Mansion, and then what Jill's done with her collection of shorts into a feature now that I think will lead to more projects. So it's encouraging to get more voices, regardless of women or people of diverse color, to finally start to get more doors open for them. And I felt like Lucky at its core has a piece of that. So I wanted to just talk about that for a second and reflect on it, both in your personal experiences and what I'm observing through others. So I think that's great. I kind of mentioned at the top of our discussion about Lucky missing out on the theatrics, the traditional theatrical experience, I should say, and how fun that would have been at South By. You know, I'm sure you've been there before, but during the pandemic, we couldn't go. Have you found it easier or harder for films to get distribution now when there's no, I don't think there's as much hype machine. It's almost like you drop it and that's the surprise, kind of surprise and all. Has it been harder to find ways to get your films out, or have you found it in some ways easier because there's so many streaming outlets now and ways to find distribution that way?
Well, I think there's first of all, yes, you're right. I was very disappointed. And actually, I've never been to South By since I moved to Los Angeles. I used to live in Austin, but yeah, I was very much looking forward to, already had all my clothes rented and all that kind of crap.
Oh, man.
It's very sad. I mean, I think in some ways it's great because there's places that, even if your movie you made for, you know, $20 and, you know, your friends in the backyard, there are places that will put it up, you know, and that is really awesome because it means like there is a reach and sort of a democratization of, you know, filmmaking in some ways, because of the distribution models. I think in other ways it's tough because it's hard to get your voice heard. And I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there for people to watch. And so breaking out of the herd of movies that's released every week, can be, you know, it can be a lot harder. And in the indie space in particular, I think it's really hard because there is no PR machine, you know, there is no, you know, plan. I like, you know, it's not like we can do what a bigger movie can do. And there's a ton of indies being made. So I don't know. I have concerns for the future of indie film for sure. Mm-hmm. I worry about whether or not these movies will get watched. And then if they don't get watched and they don't get paid for, then they won't get funded. So pay for your indie movies. Yeah. Lesson one, and talk about them and convince other people to rent them or go stream them or whatever. Because it does kind of make all the difference in the world about whether or not we're going to keep getting these kind of cool, weird movies.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's kind of a twofold situation where it's like, it's great there's so many opportunities from a standpoint of places that films can find homes, but then you get oversaturated and there's just more and more streaming services. It's like, we're just on cable again. We are.
And I think, you know, we're also, I mean, especially, I mean, this is, we're not willing to, we're like, oh, is it on Netflix? Well, then I'm not really going to seek other stuff out. Like you go to these major platforms. I mean, I really appreciate Shudder, because I feel like that they're really amplifying indie cinema in a really nice way. We're very happy to be on Shudder. And hopefully places like that will continue to buy indie films, because that's really our only outlet at this point. And especially for us, you know, since we did miss the entire festival run of this movie, we didn't get to play the word of mouth like we would have normally, which is how we normally can get the word about these movies out.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff that I've seen on Shudder that I would have never seen if it wasn't for that. And not only new movies, but even old ones that maybe I missed at South By, you know, 3 years ago, and then never had a chance to watch it. And there it is. I can sit and binge some indie movies every month when they release stuff like this and After Midnight. So it's great and bad, but I'm happy that the options are there, and I'm happy that there's specifically a genre outlet that we can watch these films.
The thing about After Midnight is that it was on Amazon for a long time, and I think things just get lost on there because there's so much stuff. So it was nice that it went and landed on Shudder, because I feel like it got like a whole new home and a whole new set of eyes on it.
And I feel like you get more promotion through Shudder, honestly, just because it's a whole slate of genre stuff that people are going to watch. But yeah, so I want everyone to check out your new film, Lucky. Check out After Midnight, all streaming on Shudder. And then also you have a couple other things coming up that we kind of touched on already, but Stylus comes out March 1st. And then I saw that you're in Happily March 19th.
Can you talk
about that at all?
I'm friends with the director, and so he called me. I'm in like the background of Happily, but he thinks it's funny to put me on like the main credits.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, you don't have a character name on Happily. So I was shocked that you were actually in it. Then my mind went somewhere else, like, oh, she's a murderer, and then we can't talk about it.
No, not at all. Listen, it is a great movie. And I asked him specifically what I should say, because people keep asking me about it, which I'm very mad at him about. And he said something like, it's the, you know, movie event of 2021. He had something for me to say, but it is a great, fun movie. And I'm very fortunate because I live in a nice community of writers and directors in Los Angeles. And they call me up and go, you were really supportive. I was very supportive of him making that movie, and he wanted me to come and be in the background.
It's funny that it's almost a running joke now that you have to deal with on your own.
Pretty much.
Well, lots to look forward to. Do you have anything else that's coming up that we need to know about besides
Lucky? I would have directed a movie called 12 Hour Shift that people should definitely check out. It's on Hulu.
Yeah, I checked that out. We chatted about that actually, and it was one of my favorites. So definitely check that out.
Keep watching it, you know?
Yeah, I'll just watch it over and over again. Let's get those numbers up. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out, and we hope to chat with you again soon.
Cool. Thanks, man.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to a Downright Creepy original on the Crickets Podcast Network.